Now comes the great year 2017, my fellow Americans. God has allowed us the privilege of living through the great and tumultuous year, was it ever, 2016, so that now we, you and I, can be better human beings as we live out another great new year. Thank God. We have been allowed to serve God and country for yet another year. We have Crawford Broadcasting, and I hope you the same. Those of us who are people of faith, strong faith, witnessed a political year antagonistic to our faith. We saw attacks upon our precious First Amendment rights, including free speech, freedom of religion, and the practice of Christianity and living by Christian values in so many different ways. In no way deterred, so many fellow Christians of faith stood up, resisted, counterattacked, and fought the fight of faith. Oh, I am so proud of them. And I hope you were one of them. And what those defenders of the faith did was courageous, and it was bold, and it was inspirational. Bakers refused to bake cakes. Catholic nuns stood up when the Roman Catholic Church would not. Hobby Lobby struck a blow for freedom, and so did many others. The vibrant and vital faith in Jesus Christ and Christian values showed America men and women resolved, ready to lay their all on the altar and defend their faith. Once given, with all of their might. Ah, they're wonderful. God bless them, and I thank them. And then there were those millions of them who demanded change. Change back from the last 8 years to a better, more promising America. One that is traditional, constitutional, and abiding by the rule of law. Those same fellow Americans of ours voted to make America great again. They voted for a revived economy, deregulated. They voted for limited government, for a return to states' rights, to federalism, as we were promised 240 years ago, and for a presidency which would work with and respect the Congress, one which would appoint fair and impartial judges and justices, and reinvigorate our Constitution with new energy and new thinking. We voted for Donald John Trump as president, and Mike Pence as vice president, and 52 Republican senators and 239 Republican House of Representatives with marching orders to them to change things back, perhaps in a Reagan-esque way, a revived economy, new jobs, a different approach to immigration, a fundamental change in Obamacare, the rebuilding of American defenses, a revival of American exceptionalism, a strengthened American position in the world at large, and a revival of our priority and commitment to the defense and survival of our Middle East partner, the beloved Israel. We ask that Trump and Pence make all of that happen and to do as they promised in the first 100 days. Watch those first 100 days of a new administration, my fellow Americans. Watch them. Make changes, Mr. Trump. Make them quickly and move America forward aggressively in the great year 2017. We, the people, voted for that and we expect that. We will hold Trump and Pence to their promises. We will. Will we not? So, watch, my fellow Americans, how Trump and Pence lead in the first 100 days. Watch carefully. Much of the foundation for new legislation has already been laid. New laws await, and old legislation in the works, that with a promised veto from Obama, can now become law. Rogue agencies like IRS, the EPA, the Justice Department, and others can be put on a lawful path. Strangulating regulations removed, oh, may it be so. Maverick secretaries like Loretta Lynch replaced, and the true rule of law, the constitutional one, and the will of the Congress and the people can be returned to American public affairs for the good of all. That should happen, and if it doesn't, we will hold Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence responsible, will we not? America is our country, not Obama's, not Pence, and not Trump. It is ours. It is ours. We want it back. So, elected officials, do what we want and not what you want. We will watch carefully in those first 100 days. We will watch. Election 2016 has shown an America more deeply divided than ever. We have seen once again in 2016 that there really is no dialogue, no discussion, little of truth or fact, but rather argumentation, angry discourse, polarities at work, and an America where one side is always right and the other wrong. The verbal anger between citizens has given rise to violence, and undoubtedly will do so even more. Protest groups arise daily. Civil disobedience is more likely than ever. Private citizens continue to be armed and purchase guns, and a sense of lawlessness seems to prevail. Racked with dissent, America is a tinderbox, tearing at itself, and threatened at the same time more than ever by foreign terrorists. We are a nation at risk, and more than ever we need bold citizens, the fairest and best judicial system, new laws, fair and enforceable, so that civil order and comity can be both protected and restored. We will indeed be thankful and give thanks and work to make these good things happen for our great country. What a challenge and what a privilege. But do give thanks, my fellow Americans. Give great big thanks for America. We should thank God every day for the privilege of living in this great country and not elsewhere. Our lifestyles, our opportunities, and our potentiality for the future are perhaps better than any other nation. We think so. We believe that, even as we respect all other nations, and we should be thankful for all we have and resolve, clearly resolve, to be better citizens, better people of faith, and more grateful than ever for the country in which we live. Resolve to be that way, my fellow Americans. It is the right thing. It's the right thing to do. Even as we are thankful for all that we have, we should resolve in 2017 to do more for others. It is both our duty and our privilege as human beings, as Americans, to help others. We should resolve to think more about investing our time, our efforts, and our work, and our money or expertise for the benefit of mankind, for the society in which we live, and for others less fortunate. That is the right thing to do. So please do something, anything, and resolve to do what you can all year long for others. Nothing is better than giving nothing. Resolve, my fellow Americans, to be more politically active. Each of us has our civic duty. Each of us has God-given talents. You do. And abilities. You do. There is no one who cannot do something meaningful, something for a better America, for a better church, and for a better world at large, no matter how busy or occupied in the affairs of your lifestyle and your life. Do your civic duty, however you see it. Volunteer, educate, write, attend meetings, become active in your community. Attend local, county, and state meetings and events. Get others to do the same. Do something. Anything for America. Anything. Please resolve to do that 2017. And make another resolution, my fellow Americans. Resolve to take time to think, to reflect, to meditate and pray. We live in a world so fast, so demanding, so changing, dominated by technology. We live in the day and age of the iPhone, texting, where Facebook and Twitter rule, where interruptions occur at all times. We live in a world where the cell phone sets our priorities, not we the people. We are constantly connected, I think way overconnected, always connected with our lives, seemingly driven by the priorities of others. Why don't we resolve to let the emails wait? And let's get to know ourselves better than ever. Nothing but nothing is better than one-on-one. Nothing is better than looking another human being in the eye, not the cell phone, and listening to real words in real time from real human beings, interacting without the cell phone. Resolve to slow down, my fellow Americans. Slow down, sit back, and as they say, smell the roses. There's nothing better than the smell of the rose. Don't let Facebook prevent you from doing that. And with that resolve, you will be a better person 2017. And for me, I think that what the world needs now is love. Like the old song says, sweet love. Does it ever? One who is Christian or a real disciple of any other faith is one who knows love. It is the greatest force, the greatest. Nothing is better for mankind. Perhaps we all should resolve to learn how to turn the other cheek. We are constantly assaulted, more than ever defensive, anger in the waiting, tempted and tried at every turn. Only love, real love, can reverse that tide. Pursue and practice real love, my fellow Americans. Resolve to do that, 2017, and always. Love, real love, makes us do good. As one said, the constant practice of so-called random acts of kindness. They are lasting. They are permanent. They are infectious. They are catalysts for the doing of more good for your family and your spouse, especially your friends and for all of mankind, is good for all. It's good for all. Very good for you. So do them, these random acts of kindness out of love. Do good, for goodwill always triumphs over evil, always. The little things you do each day, no matter who you are so necessary for America. Do them in love. So this last week of the great year 2017, I come to you in behalf of the Crawford Broadcasting Company, thankful for all that you have done for us. I thank you most sincerely for listening to our stations, for your involvement, and I especially thank you for your support of our Christian programs and our conservative talk programs and our advertisers who have so faithfully and regularly supported our efforts and brought benefit to you. I thank you, my fellow Americans, for seeing our good company as something different, something better, and in some cases, a company with radio product indispensable for your day. Thank you for listening. Our ultimate reward is to give you something which makes you a better person and the life you live more meaningful. We have tried our best to do that in 2016, and you can be sure that we will resolve to do even better in the great year 2017. Our mission as a company is to serve God and country. We will protect and defend the Christian faith and, in fact, the right to worship in any faith. We intend to offer programming which strengthens faith and offers that faith to others. We intend to educate and enlighten and evangelize and to entertain and to edify as well as we can, better so, in 2017. We ask that you help us do that with your constructive criticisms and your suggestions, and please do stay involved in the lives of our various stations. I and my company, some 260 employees who work with and for me and for our common purposes, we resolve to do better for you and for God and country in the great year 2017. Again, it is our privilege to serve you. And once again, I most sincerely thank you. I sincerely thank you for all that you have done for us. May God richly bless you and your family and your friends, and all with whom you come in contact, my fellow Americans, with God's very own and special blessings. And may you spread and share those blessings with others throughout the great new year. We together, in prayer, with hard work, with dedication, with bold courage, and with the constant pursuit of what is right and what is true, we can make America great again. So I resolve and I ask you to do the same. I resolve to do that, my fellow Americans. We can and we will accomplish those objectives 2017. Are you listening, Mr. Trump? Make it happen. We are watching. May God richly bless you with health and happiness in the new year, and perhaps the admonition of a very special Bible verse can be motto 2017. Here it is. You, my fellow Americans, you can do all things through faith in Christ who strengthens you.